Hey, everybody. Just letting you know that Mike Lindell and I, the MyPillow guy, we partnered up. And he wants to help this show, and I want to help him. If you go to MyPillow.com and order all the products you know you're going to buy, towels, sheets, blankets, robes, all these kinds of things, dog beds even, go to MyPillow.com and use the code word Kate, K-A-T-E. You're going to get the deepest discount on all these items. They're the very best of all these items. He handpicked these things. And let me just tell you, you're also going to help Truth and Radio, and you're also going to be helping Mike Lindell. Isn't that fantastic? It's a great combination that you can do right from your own home. Call 800-873-1052. That's the phone number, 800-873-1052. You can order directly on that phone number or go to mypillow.com, but make sure to put the code word Kate in. Thanks, you guys.
Can the daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just 6 capsules? Yes. We start by sourcing organically grown whole fruits and vegetables. We ensure they are picked at peak ripeness. All of our produce is third-party tested for pesticides, heavy metals, bad bacteria, and nutrients. They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process, which removes the water using pressure. This maximizes the nutritional value while preserving the color, smell, and taste of the fruit or vegetable. The freeze-dried food is then ground into a fine powder without adding any additives, fillers, or extracts. These powdered foods are then mixed in our proprietary blends and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. The capsules are then bottled and shipped directly to our customers. Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code KATE.
We divide 125 genders by 3 bathrooms. How much climate change do we have? The Kate Daly Show starts now.
It's as simple as this. Each mother or father raises his boy or girl, as the case may be, the way that he thinks is best. And I think it's best for you to get a quarter and work for it. You see, when you give something, in this instance, cleaning the garage, and you get something in return, like a quarter, well, that's the greatest feeling in the world. You do feel good after working, don't you?
Uh-huh. Good and tired.
Well, as you get bigger, well, you'll be doing more and more work for more and more return, and that good feeling will get bigger. Do you understand what I mean?
I'm not going to get 75 cents. And I have to work for the 25.
Right. All clear to you?
Yeah. The bigger you get, the tireder you get.
Hi there. Good old Andy Griffith Show. Welcome. Last hour on a Friday, can you believe it? I hope last hour was beneficial to you. If you would like to add on to what I talked about in that guy's example of this is what happened when Bosnia kind of overnight went into a war and they were not prepared for it. And this is kind of what happened in the different steps, the hot items, the items that everyone was trying to get, barter for, what could make it possible for you to feed your family. I really wasn't trying to be, you know, like doom and gloom. And, you know, I actually am one that is pretty pragmatic. And I want to say that if you're prepared, then you wouldn't be as worried, right, about anything going on. And if it just takes a little bit to get prepared, then why would we not do it? And I actually think it brings peace and calm of getting through things that seem like they would be that difficult, but you could still do it. And we have the greatest lessons in history right now and the greatest opportunity and advantage to know how to get through these kinds of things from based on personal experiences from people. Why are we not learning from that? There's no reason to just stand in fear, and there's no reason for your children to feel fear. They just need to feel like there's a way to sort of get prepared, right, for what's coming. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
How you doing today, Kate?
I'm good. How are you doing? Good.
Not too bad. Hey, have something for you for the listeners out there as well in regards to water.
Okay.
You can make your own water filtration system without any problem.
Nice.
For about an eighth of a cost of what it would cost to go out and buy one of those really expensive water filtration systems that, you know, are like $300. All you got to do is you can go onto Amazon. You can buy the filters for a 2-pack for $40.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go down to Home Depot and get 2 5-gallon buckets.
Okay.
You also buy the little angle, like iced tea jug.
Okay.
Oh, I can't remember what they're called. Having a brain cramp here.
That's okay.
But anyway, mm-hmm. all you got to do is drill two holes for those filters, put them in the top one, and then you've got your little valve on the bottom for mm-hmm. your water.
Yeah.
You put your water in, it filters it out. You can filter out 5 gallons in about 2 hours.
Wow, nice. Nice.
And I've made two of them, and it cost me about $60 total.
No way. I love it. You know, this will be on podcast, yeah. and I hope people listen to it over and over and get the instructions so they can do this and maybe look online. I just think there's so much we can learn from so many people out there have this kind of knowledge.
Yeah, totally agreed. You know, and this was, like you said, you'd mentioned earlier about YouTube. This was something that I saw on YouTube on how to make these things.
Right. I see. I love that.
And it's totally simple, totally easy. The whole project took me to make both of them, took me maybe an hour.
Wow. Nice job.
And then, you know, you pour your water in the top, it mm-hmm. filters out through the filters down into the bottom, and you got 5 gallons of nice, clean, potable water. You can cook with it, bathe with it, whatever, you know, whatever you
Great
want to do
job.
With it.
Great job. Thank you for that. Love the resource.
You
Thank you. I really appreciate that. You know, if you'd like to chime in on this, now would be the time if you have something to offer like that. Because I'll tell you, like I said, not only do we have YouTube videos, we have experiences like this gentleman from Bosnia. We have all of these people that can tell us, how did they get through the Great Depression? How did they get through these things? Do we think that we're immune somehow? That we're just so smart out there, we're so immune to this, and it could never happen in America? Well, we have had to handle things in America, so that's blown out of the water. And why would our generation not have to go through anything tough? I mean, come on. We can't think we're you know, we're not going to have our fair share of things. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. The one thing I would add to your last caller mm-hmm. is use food-grade buckets.
Oh, yeah.
Not Home Depot buckets.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay, food the grade. Other thing is get in shape.
Oh, yeah. It's a great...
I mean, that is probably the single most important thing. The other thing is get a stock of electrolytes.
Mm, okay.
Because when things change... The first thing that's going to happen is you're going to be extending yourself physically
mm-hmm.
like you haven't ever done.
Right, right.
And the first thing that's going to go is your electrolyte imbalance.
Mm.
And from there, you're a heartbeat away from dysentery.
Yeah, yeah. I appreciate that. That's
These
great
are
advice.
Very simple thing, but you got to start thinking simply.
Yes.
Because, you know, number one, get in shape.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I agree.
Can you hike 20 miles?
Mm, yeah.
If you can't, you're not in shape.
That's so true. That's a good one for me to listen to. Thank you. Really appreciate it. I love the advice. Isn't that great? I just feel like right now we are in these couple of years of plenty. And when I say plenty, I know we still have our struggles right now with what government's doing. But at the same time, we're going to look back on this and think about how blessed we were during this time. So during this time, then, let's really work on making sure that everyone's prepared. Because the more prepared, say we were in a group together, say we were in a group of 100 or 50, the more prepared everyone is in that group, the better off we do. So we always need to think, share this information. Because the more people that have this information, the better off, right? And because of the kinds of persecution that I think is coming for Christians, for the kind of things that with the tracking that they have, we're going to be up against some added challenges to deal with that. But right now would probably be a really good time to brainstorm and think outside the box about the fact that they might have some technology that they might be able to fly over with that can look down and see what's in your home. And if that's the case, then think about what you would do in that case scenario. Let's start like really thinking outside the box here to get some fantastic ideas. And maybe some shouldn't be as shared vocally because there's things I don't say. But let me just tell you that this has been on my mind heavily for a while, that We have an opportunity right now. We have an opportunity to learn. We have an opportunity to reflect on history. We have an opportunity to absolutely be able to read a book that tells us that all this is going to go on. And the biggest piece of this is not taking away your kids' hope, because all things will cycle out and come to an end. They will get through things if they're more prepared, but don't let them get caught up in the fear. Don't let them think that only all the bad stuff's going to happen from here on out, because that's not true. I was told that when I was in high school, and I've had this great life full of a lot of joy and wonder and wonderful things happen. So had I thought that way at 18, 19, 20, my gosh, can you even imagine? Don't take away their hope. Don't get so far entrenched in this that we've stolen that from them, because they have a lot of wonderful years ahead of them. But we will have challenges that they're going to have to deal with. The tracking is one of them too. So, and especially with this vaccine ID that they really are pushing hard to do right now. And so look around. What states are more supportive of constitutional God-given rights? You know, it's like my own state is like 18th on the list. That's how far down it is. That's what a bad job my state's doing at preserving liberty. And as Chrisanne so eloquently said yesterday, freedom is one thing. Freedom, you can do anything you want. That's, you know, freedom. But liberty means that you have a set of values, that you choose God, that there's rights and wrongs about the freedom to just do whatever you want. You're going to have this set of things that you follow. And I do feel that way too, that this is why the founders always reflected on liberty. We want our liberty. We want our liberty to be able to make those choices that are good for us. And so what place will help you do that? What situation could you and your family be in? What could you change in the next few years that would reflect that or help that? What can you store right now? I mean, Bic lighters. I wouldn't have thought of Bic lighters. I wouldn't have thought about watching a video to know how to make kerosene. And all of that that came out in the last hour, very interesting stuff. Right? Little pocket knives. How often do you pick those up? Have extra. Have them ready to store, right? These kinds of items can save your life and your family's and feed your family. If right now they're promising droughts and they're promising disruptions of supply chains and food, and they're going to claim we have no food, and they're going to make all of these claims that aren't true. Do you know how to garden? Do you know how to do these things? That's going to be important. Hi, caller. You have about a minute. Go for it.
Yeah, Kate.
Sure.
I'm calling.
Sure. Hi.
Just a quick thing. You know, you're talking about technology where they can look into our homes.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the real reason they wanted to get rid of lead paint?
Huh. You know what? That has been brought up on the show before. I don't know if you brought it, somebody brought it up, but that's a very interesting question right there. Huh.
Can you still find it anywhere?
No. No. And relatively very low situations where that was really a very big problem, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I guess get yourself a lead smelter and make your own.
Yeah. You're right. You're absolutely right. Thank you. That's great.
All I got.
Thank you. Really appreciate that. That is true. There's a lot of things like that when you start to figure out why they did what they did, right? But I would say definitely get together with a group and start thinking about a place that you could go. That's true. I think that there's a lot of truth to that. But doing it alone, I think, isn't the safest thing to do. And I even hate talking about safety, because safety has been crammed down our friggin' throats. But I'm just talking about actual safety, and that is maybe some safety in numbers, so that you know you always have people that are prepared, that are looking around, and a situation that you can devise. Like he said he put a ladder over his house and made his house look very inconspicuous in Bosnia, so that robbers would not want to go into it. And then only the ladder came out when he wanted to get in. That's important. These are important things to remember. Well-laid plans, if they're going to do well-laid plans on the other side of this, those people that love to destroy, then the good people of America need to make their well-laid plans too. And this is a really good time to do it. I'll take your calls right when I come back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
No, I'm just doing all right. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good?
Welcome back. It's a great day to be alive, and I do agree with that, too. It is. You know, maybe there was a reason that you're here right now, as we might see some things that are just insane happen, but maybe you wanted to be here at this time, and maybe your talents and skills are perfect for this time, and put the whole fear thing away. You don't need to feel fear about the future. We just need to feel like we're ready for it, prepared for it, and then you don't have those fears anymore. They go away. Welcome back to the show, and of course, I'm loving all your phone calls. Keep them coming, because I actually am loving gleaming off of you and what you bring to the table. Maybe things I haven't thought of, or people in the audience haven't thought of, but I just think that this is such a great resource for us, right? Let's do something that we can actually work on right now instead of just griping, because it gets tough, doesn't it? And this is the best way to do it. And also, balance of nature, like I've said before, this is the this is the product that they figured out that could replace vitamins in taking. What's better for you is that the fruits and the vegetable capsules, these caplets or capsules, are just so good and wonderful product. Let me tell you right now, you have the opportunity to shore up your health. Then do it, do it, and have this as extra on hand. This is a great resource, and balanceofnature.com. Go there, put the code in Kate. Then you help the show as well, K-A-T-E. And then also you're going to get 35% off in free shipping. There's just no better offer out there. Make sure that you're getting this product. I love this product. Okay, let me take another call. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
A lot of great suggestions. One that we really, you know, your show's been presenting. What's really important is everybody should that believes in owning a gun. Of course, I don't, because I know people don't kill with guns. Guns kill.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But for those who do, is caching. You can learn a lot online. You can buy excellent books on caching a gun. I recommend starting with a rifle.
Mm-hmm.
And they're using the same plastics that you use in your sprinkler system, polyethylene, and you just have to have it roughly 8 to 12 inches wide, just long enough to get your gun in there, and you cap it with the polyethylene.
Yeah.
One thing to remember, there are metal detectors, our government has them, that can detect metals deep as 30 feet down. So most people aren't going to have a hole 30 feet down. So you want to, when you bury it, you want it in an area they're not likely to have, do any metal detecting searching.
That's great.
So you have to be very careful where you're going to put it. But there's excellent books that go into detail on how to, what else to put in the container with it and things like that. But I think it's real important to have at least one handgun or one rifle if for those of us who believe in self-defense.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you for that. Really appreciate it. Yeah, we should all believe in self-defense. I would hope that we all do. Also, you know, there's a great thing about being prepared short term, too. And I have found that short term, you might want to look at maybe, you know, the packets, the ketchup and mustard packets, things like that, because I know the people that went through the storms, and I think we're going to see HAARP, and we're going to see a lot of activities with earthquakes and all kinds of things that go on. And in short term, too, where maybe a week or two or a month, where you could get into things that you don't have to store. So you're not opening up a number 10 can where then you have to store the rest of the contents because you're not going to use them. In the little tiny mini packets, they actually sell those online. And you can think of a lot of different things, like even medicine is done that way, like Tylenol, things like that. Get the small packets, have those available so that you don't have to dive into your big supply, right? Your huge supply, because it is hard to store things. If you don't have electricity and all that, you have to figure out, maybe we'll go back to like root cellars, you know, you have to figure out how to do that. And that's a great way to just parcel out the little things that you need for short periods of time. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate, great show today.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, so you're talking about tips on being prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one that you rarely hear about.
Okay.
And a lot of times you hear about food and supplies. or sometimes more valuable is the skills you can have, personal skills.
Yes.
Well, when food and supplies are scarce, you have to get used to not eating as much food. And so you may not eat every day, let alone two or three meals a day. So learning how to fast and being comfortable maybe fasting or going extended periods of time without food, it is a health practice. And, but if you prepare yourself and your body, if you rebalance your body's chemicals, hunger and satiety hormones, leptin and ghrelin, cortisol, insulin, once you start to stabilize your blood sugars, in the event of ever being hungry or in a catastrophe, it's not going to be as a shocked or as miserable for you if you're actually used to and practicing and being able to fast without a problem. And it doesn't mean, you know, go many days, but the body can survive without food. Water is probably more important, but
I agree.
Most Americans are probably eating, used to eating and being way too comfortable to where if things, you know, so if there's a catastrophic collapse tomorrow, people would not be able to adjust physically.
I love that.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really like that idea. Thank you a lot for that. And by the way, and thank you. I'm going to just really appreciate that. What a great thing to think about. And then also right now, people are doing intermittent fasting too, just to get healthy, you know, right now. So like you said, you go start that now so that in event that that would happen, you'd be okay. And there are, like we said in the last hour, you really kind of have to catch both of these hours because the gentleman from Bosnia just had such great things to say too, if you're just joining me in this hour. But the things that are lightweight, easy, small to trade are the best, like a Bic lighter, okay? These are the things where people will, it's easier. You're not gonna be carrying something big or having a huge generator that attracts a lot of attention. And so these are the kinds of things that you want to have on you, small things. And then also, there, if you do a search, you can find products that even in those small packets that I mentioned, will stay on the shelf for a long time. So mayonnaise obviously won't in the little packets, but there are a lot of products that will. And so you can look up for the lists on those. They're easy to find. Also, the air to water generators that I've talked about, you can actually go on Amazon and look at some of those. They actually have some of those, and you can put it on a solar generator. So if you had a little small solar generator, you could operate one of those machines. And I would suggest getting one of those so that you have another alternative for water other than being reliant on a nearby stream or the water supply that we have that could be very, very easily tampered with, as they just showed in Florida when they hacked into the system and they put the stuff in the water. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hi there.
Mike from Florida.
Hey.
So much to go over, but let me just say a couple of things real quick.
Sure.
In the aftermath of Hurricane Michael, it was very, very quiet because the power was out for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like days.
Right.
And those people that had these generators, I mean, they sounded like, you know, a Harley with no exhaust pipe.
Right.
So just keep that in mind for all the people that are all about a generator, okay? But the most important thing, and I kind of want to expound on the previous caller's point, is that it's so important to be mentally prepared because, as he said, there's going to be a shock for the masses of people.
Right.
Okay. So I get it. There is a balance of, okay, you can dwell on this all the time and get depressed or just be la, la, la and not even consider what might happen.
Right.
But it's so important to go through these scenarios while, you know, you've got running water and air conditioning and all that kind of good stuff. So I'm just saying, personally, don't ever think you're going doom and gloom, because it's better for us to go through these scenarios and talk about it now when it's easy to do it.
See, you know? I think so, too. Yeah. I really do. I think that's important because I don't want our kids to get freaked out, and I don't want us to get so freaked out we're freaking our kids out. It's not going to work well. And they have to realize that everything does come to an end, and they'll get through something and they'll get through hard times, but they'll get through it. And that's the message.
That's
You'll get through it. So there's a lot of hope in that too, you know? Oh, man. Yeah, I love what you have to say. Thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate that. You know, any of you that have been in a earthquake or hurricane will find out really easily that your whole day becomes about cooking. I had a friend and a sister-in-law actually both tell me that, you know, during the ones in Texas, it was just all about the whole day was spent. Now you know, understand our pioneer heritage, right? The whole day was spent trying to figure out how to come up with this meal for the family, three meals a day, because it was that labor intensive. Have several different ways to cook. You know, divvy it up, diversify. You know how we always talk about diversify funds? Well, diversify how much you're getting, how many different ways you have to cook. Get a solar cooker, have charcoal, have all these different methods, because I think it's really going to be helpful. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. I just wanted to thank you so much for having this show.
Sure.
Everybody's been really great with information. There's two things that concern me. One, you alluded to before, was the fact that they are, you know, they got all this money, all these think tanks, and they're all got this all like a chess game planned out.
Uh-huh.
We've got to find a way that we can find the resources to do that. Number two, mm-hmm. and this is what I'd like you to ask your callers, maybe get some input from it. And number two would be the fact that we live in the state of Utah, and Utah, I've traveled all over mm-hmm. up to the mountaintops, whatever, and you'd be surprised. You know, the federal government owns so much property here in Utah,
right.
And I found so many facilities I wasn't even aware of that are up in our mountains and our hills and our desert and whatever. That is something that, you know, when you were talking about seeing into a home, whether it's using mm-hmm. LIDAR or some other technology, I worry a little bit about here. You talk about Cox getting all this money.
Uh-huh.
You know, this state is really full of feds and full of money.
Uh-huh.
So we really have to work together as a team to identify the areas and control the intrusion from the federal government into our private lives.
I agree.
And that's all I got to say.
Thank you. Really love it. Thank you. Great call. And you know, the other thing is policing by drones. We're going to see more and more of this. How do you evade a drone? Have you ever looked that up? You might want to Google it. What can you do? What can you do in your household? Maybe there are some things, simple things that you can do to avoid the drones, because I really do feel like that's the next policing we'll see. And maybe that's why they want to federalize. It's much easier to have a drone do something and blame it on a drone than it is a person. And they can get away with stuff that they wouldn't normally get away with. They've had the policing robots out there for a while in these bigger cities, but I do feel like we're going to see a hefty amount of that. A lot of things done by camera, because they've set up cameras, you know, and you don't have to be a paranoid person to look around and realize that everything has a camera angle now. And so you're photographed all the time too. And so that's why I'm saying use these couple of years, because I do feel, my gut feel is 2024-25. Are we going to enter into a 7-year cycle of not having anything? And if that's the case, what can you do right now besides of getting out of debt or all of these different things? What can you do right now to prepare for that so that you have a better advantage? I'll be right back. I'm going to take more of your calls, and then I'll throw the science thing to Monday. We'll do that on Monday, because I just think this is just way too important that we all connect on this and really talk about some things. So I'll open up the phone lines for the next segment of the show, this last segment. I'd love to get your input. 888-673-1450. I'll be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show. Baby, get ready.
I say fishing in the dark, and I, you know me, I have to laugh or I cry. So I'll cry. And I don't really cry very often in my life, but holy cow, you know. Fishing in the dark, you might want to get used to that. In Bosnia, everything they did was in the dark. So then it got me thinking, you know, night vision goggles. Because if everything is done in the dark, trading and fishing and gardening and everything, if the moon wasn't really bright, they had a tough time. And so you know, how many things can you do to kind of feel like, okay, you got a handle on what's coming? And I hope this brings you hope and peace. One of the listeners talked about storing chlorophyll in vegetables and freeze-dried vegetables and vitamin C and keeping it in the freezer. That's a really good idea. You can also store yeast in the freezer as well. You know how they ran out of yeast last year? And didn't resupply it for like 6 months. You couldn't even buy it on Amazon. So those kinds of things can be stored in the freezer. I love that idea. Thank you, Joanne. Really appreciate that. And chlorophyll also, because fruits and vegetables are going to be tough. Like he said, you know, the stuff that the plants and the gardening and everything went like that. I mean, just the click of the fingers, because people and us honestly burning items because they had to stay warm. And so burning items was a tough thing, and for cooking. So everything got burned. And he said, you would not believe what you could burn, and they would burn it. And so all, you know, houses that were abandoned, they'd take them apart and they'd burn the items within that, you know, the door frames. I mean, you name it, they would burn it. I also wanted to mention a couple of things too. So dehydrated meats and dehydrated veggies, you might want to think about food sealing small amounts, not just your number 10 can, but the smaller amounts, easy accessibility and easy for trading. So obviously we know that they are hell bent on the idea of getting rid of meat altogether. And there are a lot of things you can do right now in the purchase of dehydrated meats and all kinds of different things that you can do. You can right now. But I would just say you'd want to divvy that up into different places. Don't have it in one place. Because if somebody comes and within 1 hour can pretty much take everything that you spent years planning for and paying for, you want to make sure and have a reserve. And if the government has this EO with Obama, when Obama was in, where they can take everything in it doesn't even have to be an emergency, you're screwed. So they can come and demand that they take the contents of what you have. That's disturbing. It's still on the books. So we still have it. And they can actually make you go and work for the government. If they ever want to, they have the ability to do that. So debtor's prison might be something that comes to pass because of the debts, and they could have you work for them. And then what's the contingency plan for your family? What would you do? He said that obviously they burned everything. Oh, and rats and insects, you know, you stop the garbage from coming and that garbage piles up and you've got garbage sacks, but you have to think about insect and rodent problems coming your way. And if that's the case, are you picking anything up for that? Are you learning how to deal with that naturally? Are you looking at homeopathic sites? Are you gathering information and books? I mean, I'm talking hardcover books. You know, the reason that that Bezos named Kindle was because of the book burning, kindling. Just think of kindling when you think of Kindle, because he wanted all books online. There's a reason for that. You know, I would order hard copy books if I were you. And I would order hard copy books on how to do things, on things that are natural, that can be found. You know, your Native Americans are great resources on that too. The pioneers, all the people that really lived on nothing, that had to survive. This is your resource for understanding what to look for and what to eat and how to, you know, certain herbs, all these different things that can help, medicinal things, right? And when I talked about food sealing, you know, in the smaller quantities, this is really ideal in the small quantities. Even the ingredients to be able to make the bread that you can throw on a fire, kind of like a Navajo taco, but those kinds of breads that only have like salt and the leavening agents that aren't, even yeast. When you have those ingredients, can you food seal those and put some of those away for a single use one night? Do you know what I mean? Instead of having to open and try to figure out how to store stuff without refrigeration. That's a big deal. And that's what people were finding out when they were having to live through a certain circumstance like a hurricane that wiped out the power. And then they realized they couldn't store anything because you keep your refrigerator closed or your freezer closed. But then after that, several days, you got to eat that stuff. And then what? Where are you going to store things? And so what do you have for that? You know, what are you going to do? Do you also have a place other than your home that you can store maybe maybe some money if money is still being used, or your identification, you know, all the different little things that you need too in an emergency. We better start having multiple places in which things can be stored. Is that a good way to put it? You know, people have had a lot of dreams about events happening, tent cities going up and events happening and things like that. And you kind of have to think about what you would do with your family. And not everybody will go and live off on their own. It's not even safe to do that, really, the more I think about it. The more I think about it, banding together is probably the best idea because strength in numbers. Would we get a lot of crime if food supply chains went down? You know, grocery stores are going to be out. We've seen this in a day, 2 days, 3 days. And without running water and things like that, what will we do for our families? Everyone goes to the same bodies of water. Well, don't you think that they would probably make sure that you couldn't go to the same bodies of water? And in the 2010 Rockefeller report, I hate to say it, the one that nailed COVID happening and how it would happen and exactly how it would go down step by step, also said that bodies of water would be off limits, that it would be a federal crime. And so people wouldn't, they would go and look at the rivers. They weren't allowed to touch them. So if you think a water filter is going to help you, that might not be the best. It'll be a decent resource, but at the same time, not the best resource. So have you looked at other ways people kind of figure out and can drill down for water? Because water's under our feet all the time. How far down? There's the next equation. But at the same time, you know, water witching, it's kind of an interesting thing. And people think it's weird. It's not, actually. Look it up. It's very... can be very telling of waters underneath you. And so do you know how to build a well? All those things are just so important. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. It's Kevin. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing? Excellent.
Good.
Good.
Listening to your program here, there's a ton of things I can comment on, but you just talked about caching, putting stuff aside.
Mm-hmm.
I just did an article for a magazine on how to do long-term caches away from your home.
Okay.
That contain basically weapons, mm-hmm. water, food, medical, navigation, and communication. Those are the big areas. And I use aluminum medical boxes, which are about 3x3x2.
Mm-hmm.
They're very large. They're waterproof. They could be buried anywhere.
Okay.
And I go through, I mean...
It's
critical not to put all your eggs in one basket.
I agree. So the aluminum medical boxes you could just buy online?
Yeah, Army surplus.
Okay. Excellent. I love that idea. What else?
Well, drones. We could talk mm-hmm. for hours about drones.
How to evade one? I'm particularly interested in.
How to hide from them.
Okay.
Drones use a regular camera, but they are, the military uses now thermal imaging in drones. And so the key is to be able to get thermal mass between you and the thing that's searching for you. So I've defeated drones by stretching a camo tarp, which dissipates, it's a special type of camo designed to defeat night vision,
mm-hmm.
and then a thermal blanket between me and the above me on the ground. So I'm laying on the ground, and I have these two blankets above me, and I defeated $100,000 thermal unit with that technology.
Really, with thermal blankets?
Mm-hmm.
Mm, very interesting. Okay, I love that. I love that. And then in medical, now we know that medical bio warfare will be a thing because they're using medical tyranny already. And so for smallpox, something like that, what do you recommend people have on hand?
Well, you have to have a good supply of medical mm-hmm. equipment and supplies. I mean, a lot of stuff. You have to have IV. You have to have antibiotics.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of doctors, if you talk to them about it, will help you prepare that way.
Yes,
I was fortunate to have met a pharmacist who was able to channel a bunch of antibiotics my direction.
That's great. I love that idea. Hydrochloroquine is a great one.
Bandaging equipment and or bandaging supplies are going to be really important. It's probably not a bad idea to have some prednisone, some anti-inflammatories, a lot of NSAIDs, Advil.
Right.
You know, we're very reliant on on opioids here. And in Europe, if you have a tooth pulled, they say take an Advil.
Jeez. Well, I sure appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much. Really, really, really. That was great. Oh, I love this. This is going to be a rerun show, I'm sure. Thank you so much, Kevin. Thanks again. That was great. Great advice. Thermal blankets. Who knew? Okay. Keep that in mind. Also, medical threats. You know, there are some things that people have done to even help with, you know, smallpox and things like that. Just start looking online, you know, natural, some things that they've put together. And also, when I said order, you know, like the smaller doses, like the single dose, you know, the ones that you buy at the mini mart of like Advil, Tylenol, things like that, great trading item. Any item that you can give that is packaged and ready to go, almost like your, if you had some dehydrated meat that was packaged in a small amount, what a great trading item. And so always think about trade and bartering, because in Bosnia, that's what they did for the remainder of during that war. And that's how they got by, was all bartering. I mean, money was kind of a done for thing. And so then it all became, what do you have? So what do you have? There's the question. What do you have to trade with? Do you have a skill? Do you have some know-how? Are you valuable to the people around you because you have a certain know-how that they don't? Like he said, the guy that could make kerosene, that guy fed his family. that's what you're wanting, right? And to really be able to walk into this being prepared. Do you know what would scare the powers that be that would like this kind of stuff to happen, this kind of chaos to happen and instruct and give these instructions for things to go on in the United States and around the world, is a lot of people that were quietly prepared for it. That would, they would not love that. And if you can already set up supply chains and things like this and know who does what and who could be in charge of what and designate that, isn't that something that you would want to do right now while times are good, no one's really paying attention and things are great right now? Not great, but you know, we're doing pretty well comparatively to what we'll find in a few years. So I do think we have a few years here to really, really get prepared and maybe that we should be concentrating on that. If you get a piece of property, just don't think of yourself alone there. See how many friends and family you could also put on a piece of property with you. I really think that's important. Think about the things that would happen when the supply chains stop, right? Rats, things like that. You want to be thinking ahead. And sometimes we don't think in those terms of getting at those kinds of things. Like he said, like dish soap, like washing dishes and soap, you can get mini soaps online, mini soaps like the hotels have. You can get all of those things in small packages, right? Even detergent, things like that, that you could trade with. And I promise you would not go hungry. So just, and the skills to maybe know how to get yourself fed in these kinds of situations too. This has been an interesting 2 hours. I'm really thankful for all the phone calls. I really love everyone's advice. Every single call was just right on the money. I love it. I love when that happens. And thank you for that. I'll put this on podcast. Please share it. And then of course, I'll probably play it in rerun because I think it's that vital right now. This is the one thing we can do to combat some of the things that I know are on the horizon. And don't think for a second they're not on the horizon. They've been warning about it for years. Maybe it's really time we took them seriously. They seemed to going forward with their plans. We just got COVID and they planned on that in 2010. So they're moving ahead. Are we? All right. Be faithful. Be fearless. Have a great weekend and see you back here Monday. And I'll tackle what I was going to do in this hour on Monday. Sound good? It's a plan. It's a plan. I'll see you guys back here on Monday.